Paul says in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Right at this point, Paul separates Christians into two distinct categories, those who have dedicated their bodies to Christ and those who haven't. Scripture makes it very clear that God does not group all Christians together in one large bunch, but there are different categories of Christians in Scripture that the Lord is very careful to distinguish. In Revelation chapter 3, there are hot Christians, there are cold Christians, and there are also lukewarm Christians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, there are spiritual Christians and there are carnal Christians. There are those who are spiritually mature and those who have never matured and are spiritual babes. There are those who are going the whole way with God and those who are going their own way. There are those whose life's work will amount to gold, silver, and precious stones, and others whose life will amount to wood, hay, and stubble. There are Christians who are overcomers, and there are Christians who are overcome by the world, the flesh, and the devil. There are those who will be great in the kingdom of heaven, and those who will be least. There are those who will be greeted with the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant," and others who will be ashamed when they stand before him at the judgment seat of Christ. What are you doing with your life that is going to make a difference in eternity? When you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, what will you be able to look back on and say, "This is what, by God's grace, I've accomplished for the kingdom of God"? My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.